You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now, somebody needs to tell Rihanna that today is not the day. I don't care what type of fantastic relationship Rihanna has with Beyonce. If I see one of the more competitive figureheads and why people prop up Jay-Z so much promoting on the same day I'm about to drop my album, best believe you're going to get a text to let you know, not today, boo. Like, literally, I think when it comes to Rihanna and just showcasing how much she just does not care about y'all's opinions, it just is blatant and just obvious. Because, you know, it's just one of those things where it's like, Beyonce is about to drop an album. You're talking about Fenty Beauty, talking about making a comeback in a world tour, talking about going on a arena tour with Live Nation, despite people coming out saying that that's incorrect. Then Rihanna's talking about, April 1st, 2024, announcement coming soon. Like, this came out March 28th, 2024 at 3 p.m. Let me tell you, we are waiting until midnight, March 29th, 2024, to get what is probably going to be one of the best albums of the year. So for Rihanna to come out and put this out, I'm sorry, y'all can call me messy, but she did it herself. You know, it's not like she put this out 2 days before. It's not like she put this out at the in the morning of March 28th. She put this out at 3 p.m. March 28th when we all gearing up to listen to one of the greatest projects of this year. So I ain't gonna lie, I'm calling it out. She ain't put out music in forever. Only time she did give us music is when Marvel gave her a humongous bag to give us one track titled Lift Me Up, which was solid, by the way. But if Marvel and the Super Bowl is the only thing that gets you out of bed to put out music, we don't really think you care about your music fan base anymore, which is okay because currently Fenty Beauty is phenomenal. So when you get into that lucrative side of the industry and actually flourish as a black person, I think the discography that you already has given us is enough for you to go away and do that side venture, which has now turned into something that's more profitable than your music ever was. Not to discredit her music, just to show how much of a mogul she actually is. Had to get that word right. But anyways, I'm just disgusted with this because this is Beyonce Eve. If it's happening April 1st, then why not wait till like March 30th or March 31st? Like, why we got to have a whole 4-day lead up to probably just a world tour announcement, which honestly, it may not even be that. That's like best case scenario because we know she's not putting out music. We know she's not giving us any type of new music. So it's either to get more money from her fans via a music tour, or it's a whole Fenty Beauty line that's probably going to come out, which is to what, get more money out of her fans, which the whole 2024 basically has been making headlines for nothing but things that's not related to music. So now that she comes out on Beyonce Eve, I had to point it out, because if there's one person that you could say is a little petty in the whole, I don't even want to get that messy. Let's just say that Jay-Z is a legend. That's where I'm going to leave it at. That man is an absolute legend. He's like Pee Wee Kirkland. Don't even ask me how that correlates to what I'm referring to. Let's just say Jay-Z is a legend. And I think there's a reason why Beyonce has totally given him creative control as far as her career and being able to help her out and getting up to a certain superstar status. Because sometimes you will look at somebody and say, you know what? You want to be who you are without me. Beyonce probably had that thought float through her mind, and maybe she said it once. And then another superstar came and had an even, I'm not going to say bigger, that's a little disrespectful, but had an even more comparable career to her, who was also up under Jay-Z's management, and now today is having her own Fenty Beauty line, and then just so happily promotes her coming soon on April 1st, on the same day where your album is about to come out. Now, I'm going to let y'all put the puzzle pieces together, because I ain't just going to come out and say it. You know what I mean? I ain't that messy. But Jay-Z is a legend. That's all I got to say. And one of the biggest things about Jay-Z is that the ability to have people hold it down for you. What did Drake say? It's more attractive when you hold it down. Like, she trying to tell me about a rapper, but honestly, it's more attractive when you hold it down. That's something that Drake just says, because obviously in his real life, he has a lot of feuds simply because he likes girls that don't hold it down. But, and Jay-Z, you know, to flip side, Jay-Z actually walks that talk, and a lot of people hold it down for him. That's what I'm leaving at. And hopefully y'all was able to follow. If not, then hey, I guess I'm just rambling, right? Just saying nonsense. So anyways, Rihanna completely in disregard for Beyonce Eve. She could care less that this album's coming out. She wants you to look forward to something. We don't even know what it is. It literally just says Rihanna's coming April 1st, 2024. April 1st could literally be April Fool's. Man, I'm done with this, man. I just had that realization. Like, she probably lying to y'all again. So anyways, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about Rihanna just having total disregard and completely being what I would call catty towards Beyonce? And do you think I'm off with my analysis or no?
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.